Issues, etc., returned to the air on June 30th after being canceled by the previous leadership of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod during Holy Week of 2008 for a special 10-year anniversary donation of $100 or more. We'll send you a CD of Issues, etc. listeners' top 12 hymns. You can make an anniversary gift online at issuesetc.org or by check. Make your check payable to Issues, etc., and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time on this Friday afternoon to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a game we play with our listeners at the end of a broadcast week where we assemble four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We play them for you and then you give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943, or send us an email with your vote, talkback at issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc, and your votes decide which will be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We also give away the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad, and it goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Will Whedon. We had a conversation with him on the mystical union. Here he is on justification and the mystical union.
Justification is what gives you this gift, the gift of Christ in you. It's not that Christ in you gives you the gift of justification. Keep it straight. Justification gives you the gift of Christ in you. The way Luther explained this, he did so beautifully. He's basing it on a passage in Romans 4, that there is grace, the gratis, and there's the donum, a gift in the grace. Grace, he says, this is the forgiveness of sins. That's for your whole life. But inside that gift that's given to you, there is the gift of the Holy Spirit, who then begins this work inside of you of renewal. And this happens through Christ dwelling in you.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Will Whedon on justification and the mystical union. If you'd like to vote for that one, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback at issuesetc.org, or a tweet with your vote at issuesetc, or we've left space at our Facebook fan page for you to vote for that one and all the others, facebook.com/issuesetc. We recently talked with David French about the judicial philosophy of President Trump's latest Supreme Court nominee. We hear terms like settled opinion and stare decisis. Here he is on how those bear upon Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, the phrase settled opinion when it comes to the Supreme Court of the United States is meaningless. So settled precedent is just sort of another term for long-standing precedent. There have been various times in the history of the Supreme Court where dreadful cases like Dred Scott were settled precedent. Plessy v. Ferguson was settled precedent. Settled precedent just simply means that it's been there a while. It hasn't been disturbed. That's all that it means. There's a huge difference between settled precedent and binding precedent. And on the Supreme Court, because it is the nation's highest court, it's not really bound by precedent. It is a precedent-setting institution. Now, the doctrine of stare decisis, there's a lot of debate over, you know, the precise contours, essentially says, in the absence of manifest flaws, the court should, as a general matter, defer to precedent. But precedent does not bind the Supreme Court. So that phrase, settled precedent, is kind of a word, it's a weasel word, really, because it's a way of trying to tamp down speculation that he would overturn Roe without binding him to sustaining Roe. The left is saying stare decisis, stare decisis, stare decisis when it comes to abortion. And that reason is that the language of Roe cannot be sustained by the Constitution of the United States. If you look at the actual Constitution of the United States, abortion, the right to abortion is nowhere protected in that document. And so that's why there's a constant emphasis on the actual Roe decision as opposed to the text of the Constitution. And that shows the vulnerability of that decision to judges who actually apply the history and text of the Constitution.
That's soundbite number two, David French, on Settled Opinion, Stare Decisis, and Roe v. Wade. Vote for that one by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-MYIE. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three comes from Bishop Keith Ackerman. We were talking with him about plans in the Episcopal Church to change the Book of Common Prayer and to neutralize God's gender-neutral language for God. Here he is.
Is it not remarkable that when our Lord teaches us how to pray, he always refers to the Father? And every indication is that what he has said, that he talks about the Father. If we would just take a pen and underline every time he mentions the Father, Jesus, who, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, makes it crystal clear that we don't have a vote in this matter. His coming into this world was no accident. And even though we may think in this world in which we live that equality means that everybody is the same, true equality is to be found in the person of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. We stand before him in an inclusive fashion. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And yet, all of us sinners have been forgiven by that sacrifice upon the cross. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. From the beginning to the end in his earthly ministry, Jesus refers to the Father.
That is soundbite number three, Bishop Keith Ackerman, on Episcopal plans to neutralize God's gender. 1-877-623-6943 is our phone number to vote for that one. 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Here's the fourth soundbite that we'll play for you today. After that, we'll take a break and we'll start taking your votes. It's from Pastor Jonathan Fisk on the foundation of grace in parenting.
If you ask the average person, you know, what are the top five goals for your child? In our pews, the average person, how many do you think you're going to say that be Lutheran, marry a Lutheran, stay a Lutheran? I'm just guessing there's not going to be a high percentage that say that. So you have that side of it. But then that all has to be on the foundation of and under this umbrella of grace. That the reason to be a Lutheran, marry a Lutheran, stay a Lutheran, is so that I am always receiving this grace in a church that's preaching it in Christ crucified for me, and that I'm married to someone who needs this grace and who will give this grace to me, right? And that we together then are looking at our children with the disposition of eternal love that never fades, never perishes because of the blood of Jesus, and that's what we're giving to them constantly as we started this conversation, in and out with each day that we live with them, that we're opening our mouths to apologize and to forgive, not to say it's okay, but to take it away, to push it away, to say that it is gone now and overlooked. That power, that heart, that indeed needs to be behind and above all of our, again, training to grammatically understand the creed and the Ten Commandments, to rhetorically understand it, and then substantially to be able to make it the confession in which we're willing to die for. No easy task. I mean, this we've been in this series for some time, and no one's a master at it, but it is something that is ultimately worth pursuing with all the vigor you got.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Jonathan Fisk on the foundation of grace in parenting. Those are the four soundbites. You've heard them. Now it's your turn to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You can also send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week right after this.
The church's music from the 20th century. The 17th century. The 11th century. 8th century. The 4th century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week relies on listener participation. We need your votes live this Friday afternoon, the 13th of July, for Soundbite of the Week. We will send the listener with the best vote the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. The only way to get the Issues Etc. swag is to either visit the studio or to have the best vote during Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. At the end of every week, our call-in number 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email with your vote for Soundbite of the Week, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page where we have left space for your votes for Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. If you email, tweet, or vote at our Facebook fan page, we need to know who you are, where you're listening, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. The reason why is very important. So which will it be? Soundbite number one, Pastor Will Whedon on justification and the mystical union. Soundbite number two, David French on settled opinion, stare decisis, and Roe v. Wade. Soundbite number three, Bishop Keith Ackerman on Episcopal plans to neutralize God's gender. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Jonathan Fisk on the foundation of grace in parenting. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Let's go first to Scott, who's listening in Indiana. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Todd. I really don't know how you guys decide every week how to come up with sound bites. You have so much good stuff every week. When I listened this week, I really liked what Jonathan Fisk had to say about hoping your kids and praying for your kids that they would stay Lutheran, marry a Lutheran, and remain in the Lutheran faith. I pray that every day for my 9 grandchildren. But I'm going to go this week with voting for number 3. Bishop Ackerman. I thought he really answered the question solidly by emphasizing the Father in the scriptures. But I really was struck by what he said before the soundbite. And he, the question came up about the changing the verbiage in scripture to be gender neutral. He said every generation has had somebody who has stood up and attempted to create God in their own image. And he referred to this person's attempt as a feeble attempt. And then he said this, do we worship a God who has revealed himself or a God who we're supposed to be voting on every generation and keep him posted on the opinion polls? And it's obvious that we worship a God who has revealed himself, and he has revealed himself totally in Jesus Christ. And the reason I like that quote is because that's what you guys do on issues, etc. My vote's for number three.
Scott, thank you very much. I love your reason for voting for that one. That's a vote for Bishop Keith Ackerman on Episcopal plans to neutralize God's gender. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Ben listens in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. He says, I like Pastor Fisk's soundbite the best for at least two reasons. First, because he encourages us to remember the heart of our faith as echoed in the creed. This is important if one is to be a faithful Christian. But second, he also reminds us how this is to be applied in our lives. We love because he first loved us, because of what Christ has done for us. Also, we can and should forgive and be gracious to all, especially those closest to us. Thanks for all you do, he says. And I'm blessed to be both a live and an on-demand listener of Issues, etc. Ben, thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Julie listens in Kansas City. She's voting for soundbite number one, Pastor Will Wheaton on justification and the mystical union. She says, I texted that segment to my evangelical friend who somehow became convinced at Bethel Megachurch in California that references to the church as the bride mean that it's perfectly normal for her to have a sexually ecstatic experience while she's speaking in tongues. Very interesting, Julie. And thanks for listening in Kansas City. 1-877-623-6943 is our call-in number to vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. If you're a Lutheran pastor, have you considered serving as a military chaplain? It's a unique opportunity to serve as a pastor and as a missionary in a very special environment. You can find out more at lcms.org/armed forces. Serving those who serve, LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces, lcms.org/armed forces. Lee is on the line listening in Heartland, Wisconsin. Lee, welcome.
Oh, hello, Pastor. My name is Lee. I'm from Heartland, and I would like to comment on Pastor Fisk's comment about parenting with grace, please.
Okay, what did you like about it?
I was raised a non-Christian, got a great Christian husband, loved Lutheran church, but I wasn't raised by grace. So when I was raising my kids, I just, even though I was like voted the best teacher in Wisconsin and all, had all these discipline skills under my belt, my kids didn't always make the best choices, and I ruled them by law. And as soon as I was reparented, if I may say, by the Lutheran Church, I've got my kids back, I've got my husband back, I've got everybody in my life back because of this grace. And I'm so thankful for it, and I think it matters so much when we, with the people we love so much, we can get them back only because of the grace. So that matters most to me.
Lee, thank you very much. Thanks for listening out there in Wisconsin. Philip in Charlottesville, Virginia, voting for soundbite number four, Pastor Jonathan Fisk as well. He says, grace is what sets confessional Lutherans apart from the me-centered, law-based American evangelicalism. And Matthew in Ann Arbor, Michigan, says he's voting for Pastor Wheaton, soundbite number one, because he always points us to Christ. According to your votes this week, Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number four, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, the foundation of grace in parenting.
If you ask the average person, you know, what are the top five goals for your child? In our pews, the average person, how many do you think you're going to say that be Lutheran, marry a Lutheran, stay a Lutheran? I'm just guessing there's not going to be a high percentage that say that. So you have that side of it. But then that all has to be on the foundation of and under this umbrella of grace. That the reason to be a Lutheran, marry a Lutheran, stay a Lutheran, is so that I am always receiving this grace in a church that's preaching it in Christ crucified for me, and that I'm married to someone who needs this grace and who will give this grace to me, right? And that we together then are looking at our children with the disposition of eternal love that never fades, never perishes because of the blood of Jesus, and that's what we're giving to them constantly as we started this conversation in and out with each day that we live with them, that we're opening our mouths to apologize and to forgive, not to say it's okay, but to take it away, to push it away, to say that it is gone now and overlooked. That power, that heart, that indeed needs to be behind and above all of our again, training to grammatically understand the Creed and the Ten Commandments, to rhetorically understand it, and then substantially to be able to make it the confession in which we're willing to die for. No easy task. I mean, this we've been in this series for some time, and no one's a master at it, but it is something that is ultimately worth pursuing with all the vigor you got.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, on the Foundation of Grace in Parenting. The LPR bundle package goes to Scott in Indiana. If you'd send us your shirt size and mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll send you the LPR bundle package. Issues Etc. has been brought to you this week in part by Luther Academy. You can find out more about this confessional Lutheran worldwide mission outreach at lutheracademy.com. Be sure to request their free online newsletter, serving Lutheran pastors and lay people to the ends of the earth, lutheracademy.com. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll have Pastor Brian Wolfmiller introduce us to the book of Ecclesiastes, a difficult book indeed. We'll discuss monastic vows and conclude our discussion with Pastor Paul McCain on the Apology of the Augsburg Confession. And we'll talk with Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer about the prophets and the divine tribunal. That's next week on Issues Etc. It is quite true that for the Christian, everything they do, even the very difficult, long-term, arduous task of parenting their own children, is rooted in grace. You may not be a parent. You may have some other vocation that God has called you to. That is also rooted in grace as well. You live from that grace, in that grace. And that also shows in the life that you live with the others around you, your neighbors, if they're your children, yes, even them as well. All of it rooted and saturated in the forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.